Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Maybe you've heard it said that the Bible contains 365 occurrences of the command, "Fear not," or its equivalent. I could only find about 109. Of course, that should be more than enough instances to get the message. David explains that there's a high road and a low road on this subject, but they both get us safely home. Here's the low road, quote, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Psalm 56:3, the King James. And the high road, quote, "In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid." Verse 11. Trust in the Lord is both the prevention and the cure for fear. But obviously there is one great exception to the command, "Fear not." We find it 3 times in Deuteronomy 6. "Fear the Lord your God, to keep his statutes and his commandments which I command you," verse 2. "You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him," verse 13. Quote, "And the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day." Verse 24. You can see from these verses why David's son Solomon wrote, quote, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Proverbs 9:10. Moses explains that the fear of the Lord is directly linked with 4 things. Consistent obedience to God's commands, willing service for the Lord, the enjoyment of God's good things, and the preservation of our lives. These are solid motivations, aren't they? But what is the fear of the Lord? Obviously, it isn't slavish terror or trepidation at what he might do to us. It means to be in awe of his majestic presence, to highly respect his word and will, and to take very seriously who he is and what he says. Every time we open his word, let's remind ourselves, this is God speaking to me.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.